Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Welcome to an off-season edition of Spits and Suds. I hate to say that. Sean hates to say that as well, but here we are. Thank you so much for listening to Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. You guys made us what we are. So, of course, we're continuing with our off-season programs. Before we get to the greatness of Sean Shapiro, a quick note for the on-time experts. Just because the Stars didn't continue in the Stanley Cup playoffs does not mean that you don't necessarily not have to support the on-time experts. These guys are amazing. Like I said, if this were a restaurant and nearly 6,000 people said, wow, 4.8 out of 5 stars, you would absolutely try your hardest to get into that restaurant. The on-time experts do an amazing job of basically coming to your house, taking care of all your needs. They are amazing. So highly recommend the on-time experts and everything that they bring to the table. The on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com, featuring two specials right now, one of which is the $59 first-time customer full HVAC system tune-up and cleaning. The other, of course, is the $99 first-time customer first floor only drain cleaning. So you can get your drain cleaned. You can get your HVAC taken care of, all of that. Wow, just for $160, they are amazing. They are the on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. Let's bring him in. He's our Stars and NHL insider. He does a great job. His Substack is called Shap Shots, and he also writes for D Magazine. His amazing YouTube project and podcast with Robert Tiffin of StarsThoughts.com is called Algorithmically Incorrect. So I'd highly encourage you to at least subscribe. So on Wednesdays, you get a notification if they do it on Wednesdays or if they do it on another day that says Algorithmically Incorrect is available for you. It's two of our favorites. So we bring him on at Sean Shapiro on Twitter. How are you, Sean?
I'm pretty good, Gavin. I'm real good. It's Monday. In a much better, not mood, but like obviously it's last time you and I spoke, Thursday was after the Stars season, and there's some post-mortem, I'm sure, that we will continue to go over today and everything, but I'm happy to be here, and I'm happy that you and I can keep talking hockey in May right now, so I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, and we have Stars news, as today is exit interview day. And the exit interviews are rolling in, and a lot of our friends, Taylor Baird, stick tap to Taylor, who's hanging up her skates after covering the Stars for so many years, for NHL.com, for defending Big D. So kudos to Taylor. She mentioned Stars PR did a very nice thing. They got her a gift certificate for dinner and a bottle of wine. I thought that was awesome. Shout out Leah Simakopoulos, Robert Tiffin, obviously, Mike Hyka's there, Sam Nestler. So all convening for these exit interviews. I guess let's get right to the headline. Glenn Gullitzen on Captain Jamie Benn's future with the Dallas Stars. Quote, for me, it's a slam dunk. He needs to come back, but that's up to him. So Jamie Benn said he's going to take some time, play with his kids, and make a decision. Sean, just like Jim Nill, they just put it out there that, you know, he has an open door policy.
We talked a little bit after the show Thursday. Yeah. And I get loyalty, and I get what Jamie Benn has represented to the Stars franchise and what the past has meant and everything. But this is going to sound harsh, but it's true. I think there are 31 NHL teams Jamie Benn can help next season.
Yeah.
The Dallas Stars are the only one he cannot help next season.
Yeah. Yeah. And we don't want to pile on because we did talk about this the other day. So we don't want to go into great detail. I'm fascinated that so open. But apparently Jamie will make the decision on whether or not he wants to retire or, I don't know, come back. Other headlines. Leah Simakopoulos, Jake Oettinger said he's planning to get some advice from Ben Bishop this offseason. Also, quote, I don't feel like I accomplished any of my goals. I want to win a Stanley Cup. I want to win a Vezina Trophy. I want to be a starting goaltender for Team USA. None of those things happened. He was happy with his win total for the year. I guess my question is, Sean, is that common for goalies and players in general to reach out to other players in offseason and seek some advice?
Yeah, I mean, you reach out and you use the tools around you, right? Like, it's the Joe Pavelski is still a source of information for Wyatt Johnston. There's been other key things as well that have been just that are coming together that like you go and you talk through players throughout history of they've gone and our pal Craig Ludwig has spoken to players on the Stars before about their career. So yeah, like reaching out to players is interesting. The Ben Bishop one is interesting because Ben Bishop is not a member of the Stars organization anymore. Right. People kind of remember that obviously it was really a lot of fanfare when Ben took the off ice job off like kind of job with the Stars. And he's living back in St. Louis, but he decided to step away from that and is just being a family man now. So Ben Bishop is a, for lack of a better word, is a civilian now. And I'd be interested to talk to Jake at some point. Obviously I wasn't there at the X interviews, and I'm interested to see what the kind of timing is, but it is I'd be interested to hear what Jake wants insight on. Because I think there's so many things Ben Bishop that he can't pick his brain from and this like that. But I would be very curious to see what it's about. Because is it something about mentality? Is it something about something on ice? Is it something about how he approached things as his career progressed? I don't know. I would just be really curious to hear a little bit more on that from Jake. Because I think there's a couple perspectives that Ben Bishop can both bring and... because Ben Bishop never had that final success, right? Like Jake talked about, I want to win a Vezina. I want to win a Stanley Cup. I want to be the starter for Team USA at the Olympics. Those are three things that Ben Bishop was close to and never got. And so I'm sure Jake wouldn't say it this way, but is there part of Jake that wants to talk to Ben Bishop about what would you have done differently to get over that edge? Because that sounds like the harshest way to ask that question, but sometimes learning from someone else is kind of getting so close and not getting it can be the the way. And so, like, I'd just be curious of what the of what Jake's looking to learn, because I think there's lots of things he can take from Ben Bishop.
Yeah, I also like when he talked about, I mean, the guy won a gold medal, and he's like, I want to start for Team USA. I like that. You know, he's a perfectionist. Sean's friend Owen Newkirk tweets out, Mikko Rantanen politely declined to talk about his injury at the Olympics, saying he doesn't usually like to talk about those things. He felt really good before the Olympics, felt good body and power-wise in the playoffs. Not an excuse. I think, you know, Mikko Rantanen just basically, I mean, kudos to him. He doesn't want to talk about injuries. He doesn't want to make excuses. And, you know, anyone that really is around Mikko Rantanen, that's pretty much Mikko Rantanen, right? He's a gamer.
Yeah, and he's one of the things that they could have easily done today was explained Mikko Rantanen's so-called lack of playoff performance by injury. And Mikko and Glenn Gulson both pushed back against that. And I don't know, there's some accountability to that in a way, where it's like, you know what? I've got to be better. And while everyone's kind of looking for the injuries for the excuse, I have to be better. And so I kind of like that, and I kind of like them owning that. And to kind of, once again, not to pile on, but to connect back to the Jamie Benn comments from earlier, I can't help but look at, and this is where the whole Jamie Benn stuff comes for me, of why I think he can help 31 NHL teams. I think Mikko Rantanen, I think somebody like that needs to be allowed to be the face of this franchise now, to be the face of accountability, because as long as Jamie Benn is in the room, as long as Jamie Benn is there, he is the alpha male that no one can topple. And not even that Jamie's trying to stop anyone. I just think it's a natural thing. And I look at that from Mikko Rantanen, and it's not obviously the most eloquent statement or anything like that, but there's some accountability of, let's not talk about injuries. I just wasn't good enough. And I want Mikko Rantanen to be allowed to be the leader of this team. Maybe Wyatt Johnson is ready to be the captain of this team. I want whoever that is to be allowed to take that step. And I think they're stopping that from happening because of what Jamie Benn brings. And I guess we're going to have to talk a little bit more about Gavin, but I brought this point up to Owen earlier because he called me after the presser and we were chatting, and I kind of said to him, I'm like, because he brought up Jamie and he talked about whether Jamie is still a viable fourth liner. And my question, here was my yes or no question of whether Jamie Benn should be back. Can Glenn Gulutzon scratch him? If the answer is no, he can't be here. And that's how it go. So
I like that. Yeah, no, that's very good. A couple of restricted free agents to talk about. Per Sam Nestler, Maverick Bork said he wants nothing more to be a Dallas Star. He is, as I mentioned, a restricted free agent. So felt he finally took that big step the team wanted to see 6 years after drafting him. He's still confident he has more offense to give. And Jason Robertson was in good spirits on the podium. I mean, not in good spirits because they're out. He said he wasn't used to it, and that I'm paraphrasing here. They kind of get spoiled because of how well Dallas has done, but says that negotiations will begin shortly. So that's basically that for the exit interviews today. So a lot of people talking. Nils Lundqvist said that the he was fortunate, but not fortunate. And that the slash wasn't as bad as it looked on the ice, so that was also good news.
Yeah, I hope he comes back and has a tremendous year next season because
Well, you know, and it's going to be interesting because I was thinking about that, Sean. You know, Miro's under contract, S is under long contract. I mean, these contracts, some of them can be moved. If you can, Labushkin's under contract for one more year. Harley's under contract. Tyler Myers is under contract. And Nils Lundqvist is under contract. So all the defensemen are locked up. So very, very interesting.
Yeah. The Myers thing will be interesting on what the usage is for next year, because I think Tyler Myers is actually a usable, viable defenseman in an 82-game season in a third-pairing role. It's just, the reality was he's not the solution in top four. And so can it be, and I guess the question becomes larger, Gavin, of
maybe that solution solves itself with Leon Bischel's growth. Maybe yes. Next year Leon Bischel becomes, maybe if you get to that injury spot, Leon Bischel would be the guy getting the kind of number 4 minutes from 5 to 4, as opposed to Tyler Myers. And maybe that solves itself.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the case, but that's kind of the spot. I think is fascinating to see the dynamic play out for next year.
Yeah. Yeah. And yes, Liam Bischel's also under contract for next year. I like that as far as moving him up if he develops more. Okay.
This summer, I'm shopping the small space solutions that America waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has everything from retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, party-ready dining sets in 4 fun colors, stylish and space-conscious Bobopedic sofas, to feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back all summer long. So, when you're ready to snag latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss at the lowest price available. That's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Let's stick tap our very own Sean Shapiro when talking about the Wild Stars with me on the post the other night, said the following: let's just wait until Jesper Wallstat plays the Colorado Avalanche. So good point, and well done, Mr. Shapiro. And wow. I mean, that was Denver Broncos, Minnesota Vikings, that score. That was a crazy game, up and down. I'm just fascinated because I was saying for the few days after the Stars' elimination, a good scouting report as far as what you feel as though the Stars could correct is by watching this next series. I'd say continue watching the series because I think it'll change from that game one. But wow, that was very, very interesting.
Yeah. Also, what a juxtaposition of a game where the Avalanche win a game where they have 9 goals. And later that night, the Canadians win a game where they have 9 shots.
Yes.
In the same day, right? Like,
yeah.
It's...
yeah. Crazy. And by the way, I love John Cooper. Like, yeah. It's so funny that people are like, Glenn Gulletson needs to go. Well, guess who's exited the first round 4 straight years? Yeah. John Cooper. But I loved what he had to say after. He's like, we prepare him to play. I thought our guys played well. I mean, you look at the goals that Montreal scored. I mean, that's playoff hockey, just deflections and crazy bounces.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you get to game 7, you just got to find a way to get it done, right? And that's yeah. It might not be the prettiest, and I don't know if Montreal deserved to win that series, right? Like, Tampa was probably the in my mind the better team slightly over the course of the series, I think, but Tampa didn't. But it's one of those where you got to find ways to get it done earlier and put a team away. And that's why game 7s are so chaotic and fun. It's not always the best team. Sometimes it's just getting yourself to that stage, which is why when we talked about the Stars, right, going into game 6 and everything like that, I kind of felt that if whoever had won, remember, I think going in, you and I talked about it, whoever had won game 6, I felt was going to win. Obviously, Minnesota won game 6 and won the series, but I felt if Dallas won game 6, they probably get game 7. I think there's something to that chaos there. And so credit to Montreal. And
yeah,
I got to give some, I've said it before, but I've got to give some credit to Marty St. Louis. I always wondered how good of a coach he would be in the team element.
Sure.
I've heard some stories about how good of a coach he was with individuals and everything like that. And so see him put it together from a team perspective, it's been really impressive. So ton of credit to Marty St. Louis as someone who didn't know whether that was the was going to work or not. So,
yeah. And let's give credit to rookie goaltenders as Montreal moves on, Minnesota moves on with their first time in the NHL playoffs. And that is fascinating. And you have goalies like Swayman, Ottinger, Vasilevsky knocked out. So really interesting. I guess my question is, Sean, is that, yes, first round, Gary Bettman, you were right. But then I'm looking at the matchups now and I'm like, okay, Philadelphia, Carolina, Montreal, Buffalo's interested for me as a hockey fan. Colorado, Minnesota. Okay. And, then we have, Vegas and Anaheim. So, you know, is this going to play out where the Western Conference Finals and Eastern Conference Finals, and I'm saying for the passive hockey fan, will there still be interest if, let's say, Philadelphia upsets or any one of those series, Carolina or Philadelphia playing? Like, I'm fascinated if it's like Buffalo versus Carolina.
Yeah, I mean, I think we got a lot of there's going to be a lot of local interest for these remainder of these playoffs, no matter who's in. For example, Buffalo and Philly, and Boston are always the three largest viewership from American individual markets. So you have two of those three still in, and obviously that's going to be a lot of people. Montreal obviously is going to draw a lot of attention from a Canadian market, but I mean, Vegas Anaheim, for example, it's super fun for you and I and the casual hockey fan, but those aren't markets that are, it's not leading the programming because of those two teams. Right. And same with Colorado and Minnesota. So the rating thing is always kind of funny to me because I think we overly worry about the ratings. It's funny for me to be saying this to you, Gavin, because you're one of the few people who actually has to worry about ratings, obviously not in a TV space, but in a radio space, you have to work on that. So
correct.
I think the better way, Gavin, to flip this is to flip this back to you, and maybe you can speak a little from experience and help enlighten some people. When it comes to the ratings and everything like that, who do they matter to? And I think that's the best way to kind of is, do they matter to the teams? Do they matter to the advertisers? I figure you're as someone who actually lives in that world in some perspective, educate us for a bit here on that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you're right. It matters to the advertising. And that's big, specifically, I think, for the NHL as someone who doesn't have the largest of TV contracts. So, yes, ratings matter as far as bringing in revenue. That is key because the larger the audience, the more that businesses want to be involved. So, yes, when, for instance, I'll give a specific example, Cowboys Philadelphia week here on The Fan, we will see an increase in ratings just because of the teams and the history between the two teams. And I think that is a pretty fair comparison as far as the teams that are in the NHL, where if you have two non-traditional teams, and you're right, Buffalo pulls a big rating for NHL playoffs. I love looking at that city and what they do, and their team wasn't even involved. I can't imagine if their team's in it. But yes, I think that advertisers want, from a national perspective also, to be in certain markets. In other words, as much as we don't necessarily think the LA Kings are like this amazing, you know, franchise, not one of the original six, you can still get that LA market interest, even though it might not be as big as a Boston. But when you have that interest, you bring in such a large population that there is more interest from an advertiser perspective. So that's what I would say to that. I mean, ultimately, they want to draw the biggest crowds possible.
Yeah, I guess the other thing to think about with the hockey advertising perspective is the U.S. dollar versus the Canadian dollar is another dynamic the NHL deals with a little bit more. Like, obviously, at the end of the day, for some other sports, they don't care about, like, obviously they have Canadian TV deals for the NBA and MLB and everything like that. But for the United States, for you can, once again, something you can probably touch on a little bit, Gavin. While the league would never say they're not happy that a Canadian team hasn't won the Stanley Cup since 1993, that means that there's been an American champion in sponsorship dollars for American-sized sponsorship dollars every year since.
Absolutely. You are correct. And that is massive. I think sometimes the flip side, though, and this is where the Winter Classic gained so much popularity, is I think people forget the first one was in the middle of a snowstorm, Pittsburgh-Buffalo. And I remember I saw it on social media and I'm like, oh man, I got to tune in. And the ratings became huge. Well, last night I saw a text from a friend of mine who's a passive hockey fan. And he said, this Colorado-Minnesota game is awesome. So I think sometimes the market can be superseded by a game that is just back and forth. Now, traditional hockey fans like you and I, we find it fun, but we're like, I don't, you know, this was just crazy. This is an anomaly. But games like that, similar to like a 48 to 42 football game, let's just say, that can bring in passive viewership or listenership.
Yeah, I think a high scoring game brings more people in. Yep. And I also think there's something great about the duality of the game, right? Like I can find interest and intrigue in that 2-1 Tampa Montreal game.
Yep.
And like, I think they all kind of work in tandem to bring more people in, and that's good. And you want those games to be, I think you want someone to leave the game, Gavin, right? Like having watched that, be like, you know what? I'll watch another hockey game. And yep. If that's what someone took out of it, I think you're doing the right thing. And so having the occasional slugfest would be great.
Yeah, I know it's part of our job, but I mean, I was locked into the game 7. So that was good. Hey, guys, this is going to be just a small example of the off-season programming you're going to get on Spits and Suds. Quickly, Sean, what do you have coming up with your Shapshot Substack?
Yep. So I haven't decided what the exact topic will be. I'm just going to kind of diagnose, and Robert Tiffin was there. So go read anything Robert wrote from Exit Interview today, but I'll probably do something, probably sleep on some of the news and notes from today and probably do something that we've got that coming. I'll do something off of the, I know it might be painful for Stars fans, but I will do some game coverage off some of the remaining games for the rest of the playoffs. Have some fun with that. So, and then as we get closer to some other bigger events, Memorial Cup, things like that, I'm going to have some fun with that. So basically, my pitch is stick around. We'll have some fun in the hockey world. Don't know what everything will be, but I think that's one of the kind of the joys about it too.
Absolutely. The information will always be flowing from Sean Shapiro at Sean Shapiro on Twitter/X. And that's where you'll see him release any of his articles, whether it's through Elite Prospects or whether it's through his Shap Shots, which is his Substack. Also writes for D Magazine. And don't forget to subscribe to Algorithmically Incorrect and support both Sean and Robert with their new YouTube show/podcast. Sean, thanks as always, man. Look forward to catching up soon.
Sounds good, Gavin. I hope we do it again later this week.
Absolutely. That is another episode in the books for Spits and Suds. Thank you guys so much for sticking with us. For producer Gregory Finley and the on-time experts, I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Until our next podcast, enjoy the playoff hockey, everyone.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.